Contra Costa is one of the few counties in the Bay Area without a local rent moratorium during the coronavirus pandemic. But that might be about to change. Local officials and the public want action. During the Board of Supervisors' remote meeting, the clerk of the board read 70 public comments from residents and community organizers, all urging the county to protect renters.
Maria Sanchez, I am writing to urge you to pass a temporary moratorium on evictions because I don't have any money to pay my rent. Lucia Rowan, to this point, we do not know how we are going to pay rent and buy groceries. We have three kids. Erica Pantoja, I am one of five in my family. All of us but my father lost work. Unfortunately, our legal status is huge stigma, not only economically, but also socially. Edith Pastrano, our stability is not certain when we have to debate if food is more important than shelter.
State courts limited eviction proceedings earlier this month. The Judicial Council adopted an emergency court rule that suspends all residential and commercial evictions, other than for public health and safety reasons. The governor also issued an executive order last month banning the enforcement of eviction orders for renters affected by COVID-19. But the statewide measures leave gaps, including the grace period for renters after the state of emergency ends, and whether tenants will have to pay late fees for rent past due. Supervisor John Joya says it's important for Contra Costa, like many other counties in the Bay Area, to take further measures at the local level.
It doesn't solve the long-term needs, and that's why many counties, in fact, pretty much all the counties in the Bay Area except for Napa, Solano, and now Contra Costa, have done something go beyond what the legal issues are today, which is why it's important for us to do something.
Board members directed staff to draft an emergency ordinance for a rent moratorium. It would include commercial evictions and provide renters with a 120 days grace period after the end of the state of emergency to repay past due rent. It would also prohibit late fees for rent past due related to COVID-19. The Contra Costa Board of Supervisors also unanimously passed a motion requesting the Governor of California to issue an executive order mandating the November election as an all-mail-in ballot election, with limited in-person alternatives for those who may need special assistance or accommodation. Deborah Cooper, a county clerk recorder, says in-person elections this November could be a threat to public health.
If we conduct the November election as we conducted the March primary, we will put our staff, our volunteers, our voters, and the public in danger of COVID-19. Predictions are that this virus will still be local in the fall. And in fact, there is an anticipated secondary surge in cases projected for around or leading up to the time of the November election. Polling places are locations where many volunteers and voters would be co-located in spaces unable to meet social distancing and sanitizing required to keep them safe. Our poll workers and volunteers are canceling their agreements to work with us already. We've also had polling places back out. By moving to an all-mail election, we would not need poll workers nor polling places.
The proposed executive order also provides guidance to allow counties to adapt the voting process to meet their specific needs. I'm Luana Muniz, reporting for KPFA.